I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Officials in Sierra Leone are continuing to abuse aid money sent there to combat Ebola. That's according to a Quinnipiac University professor who just returned home from a trip there. According to the World Health Organization, more than 3,500 people have died of Ebola in Sierra Leone since the country's first reported case in May of 2014. Over a year later, Ebola is largely under control there. The past 21 days have seen 6 confirmed cases in a country with a total population exceeding 6 million people. Fode Batty is from there, and he just visited. He teaches political science at Quinnipiac University. He says Ebola brought a lot of aid money into Sierra Leone, but what it didn't bring was financial oversight.
It's shocking. It's absolutely scandalous. I mean, there's this joke, in terms of, senior public officials in Sierra Leone at the moment. Some of them have remarked, they've been on record making remarks that may Ebola last a little longer so I can finish building my mansion.
Earlier this year, a report from Sierra Leone's audit service said millions of dollars worth of aid money from America and other countries were improperly spent. The report cited what it called a complete disregard for the country's financial reporting laws. Batty got back from his trip to Sierra Leone last month. He visited an Ebola response center, which was still dealing with reported cases of the disease. But today, he says it's very hard to tell where the disease remains a real threat and where people are scamming the system. What he calls
the epidemic, in quotes, after the epidemic, because you don't know what's going on, whether people are still doing stuff just to keep the buzz and the hype or the overhype about the disease going on, so the money keeps flowing.
Because of his visit, Batty is under a 21-day monitoring period. He's free to leave his house in Connecticut and go about his daily routine, but he must check in and report his temperature twice a day. Batty says he plans to visit Sierra Leone next year. In the meantime, he says he hopes there's more global scrutiny about how Sierra Leone spends its aid money. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.